This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Kanye West, or Ye as he likes to be called these days, has left social media again. Following a week of intense criticism in the wake of his latest round of controversial rants, he deleted his Twitter and Instagram accounts. He left social media back in May of 2017, too, reactivating his Instagram account in February, deleting it, and returning in September. Can you say cray-cray-yay? So far, October is looking great for film box office revenues, thanks to the release of Columbia's Venom and Warner Brothers' A Star Is Born. Venom had a whopping $80 million opening to set the new top opening for an October release. Even though it's been mostly panned by critics with a 32% Rotten Tomatoes score, fans gave it a B+ on CinemaScore. Critics schmidics. NBC TV has ordered a new competition series, Songland, that will find the next generation of hit songwriters with the voice coach Adam Levine on board as a producer. Each episode will see five up-and-coming songwriters being mentored by a trio of established music producers and competing against each other. The winner will hear their song recorded by a famous musician like William Hung. Kidding. Iggy Azalea's Bad Girls tour has been canceled, quote, due to unforeseen circumstances. The rapper was meant to play a 21-city tour to begin October 27th. Now it's only four. Minneapolis, St. Louis, Salt Lake City, and here in Hollywood, California. Opening act Cupcake said her pay was cut from $330,000 to $30,000. Yep, that's an unforeseen circumstance. The Walking Dead returned for its ninth season, but many of its fans have apparently left. The premiere episode was seen by 6.1 million viewers, down 47% from last fall's debut, which was seen by 11 million people. It's still the top show on cable and the number two show on all of TV behind This Is Us. So it's not dead yet. In other Walking Dead news, the cast reacted to the passing of one of their most popular cast members in a tweet, posting, quote, "We are deeply saddened to report that Scott Wilson, the incredible actor who played Herschel, has passed away at the age of 76. Our thoughts are with his family and friends. Rest in paradise, Scott. We love you," unquote. Wilson passed away from cancer. R.I.P. Comedian Cat Williams has been arrested on suspicion of assaulting a hired driver during an argument while taking him from the Portland, Oregon airport to a performance in the city. The limo driver had swelling and cuts on his face. Williams came to town to perform in Nick Cannon's Wild and Out comedy improv show. He's been charged with fourth degree assault and not being funny. Adele made nearly $31,000 a day last year, despite not releasing a record or touring. She's been at home looking after her six-year-old son, Angelo. We're happy to report, though, she's begun writing her next album, which at this point is scheduled for a Christmas 2019 release. That's good news for the record industry because it generates a lot of extra dollars. Adele, cash cow. A Star Is Born's Andrew Dice Clay wants to leave the movie industry on a high note. The funny man said, quote, "I don't know if I want to be on a set of any kind after that. I have a good record now between Woody Allen, Scorsese, and this bigger-than-life movie," unquote. He also went absolutely gaga over Bradley Cooper's directorial style. Sorry, couldn't resist. Fabulous is facing four felony charges related to his assault against girlfriend Emily Bustamante. A grand jury in New Jersey indicted the 40-year-old rapper on one count of domestic violence with significant bodily injury, two counts of threatening to kill, and one count of possession of a weapon. Also, aggravated assault and making a terrorist threat, both felonies. Not so Fabulous. Ben Affleck and Playboy model Shauna Sexton have called it quits. This was after Sexton posted several shots of their trip to Big Sky, Montana. Ben's ex-wife Jennifer Garner recently finalized their divorce and was instrumental in checking Affleck into a treatment center for alcohol abuse. He's completed 40 days of treatment and apparently asked himself, "What the hell am I doing?" After a movie about the popular doll Barbie was in development for years at Sony, Mattel is partnering with Warner Brothers for a feature film with Margot Robbie in talks to star. Robbie would also produce the project. Amy Schumer was originally supposed to star in the movie, putting a contemporary spin on the toy with an emphasis on feminism and identity. Then she dropped out. Next! Controversial comic Louis C.K. performed another surprise set at New York's Comedy Cellar, and patrons weren't happy about it. He went on around midnight, said a source. A few women walked out. He didn't address the Me Too allegations against him. He made some comment like, "I've been off for a while because everyone needs a break." Yeah, you mean your accusers need a break. Has been. Corey Feldman personally showed up to make sure he's protected from an alleged group of people hell-bent on bringing down the actor. The Lost Boys star appeared in court in Van Nuys and claimed a group of people are operating as a cult to threaten him. The other side didn't even show up to court. He's since hired full-time security to prevent any attempts on his life. Feldman is also a whack job. The Trash Bin. Kim Kardashian is suing a former security guard who was in Paris with her when she was robbed of millions of dollars in jewelry at gunpoint in 2016. Earlier in the week, Kim's insurance company, AIG, sued Pascal Duvier and his company Protect Security, Inc. for $6 million, which is the amount the insurance company paid Kim for the stolen jewelry. Can you say Kim a Holian?
The news wrap-up.
Tesla is close to securing land for its Shanghai factory. AT&T will be launching a Netflix rival next year. Apple just fixed a bug in some new iPhones that weren't charging properly. Smile Direct Club, which produces at-home invisible teeth straightening kits, just raised $3 billion in new funding. This should be really popular in the UK.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Venom holds off A Star Is Born for the top spot.
The number one album.
A Star Is Born soundtrack enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still the number one paid app.
The number one book.
Ship of Fools from Tucker Carlson is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Halsey has been in the music business since 2014, making a name for herself by touring with the Kooks and Imagine Dragons that year. But it wasn't until her collaboration with Chainsmokers, Closer, topped the U.S. charts in 2016 that she really was on her way to stardom. Her second studio album, Hopeless Fountain Kingdom, released last year, went to number one and produced the huge hit Bad at Love. And her on-again, off-again relationship with G-Eazy has sure kept her in the public eye. Currently, she can be seen as a musical advisor on Jennifer Hudson's team on season 15 of The Voice. She's back now with a new track. Here's Halsey with the song of the week, Without Me.
Found you when your heart was broke. I filled your cup until it overflowed. Took it so far to keep you close. I was afraid to leave you on your own. I said I'd catch you if you fall. And if they laugh, then more. And then I got you off your knees. Put you right back on your feet. Just so you can take advantage of me. Tell me how's it feel. Sitting up there. Feeling so high. But too far away to hold me. You know I'm the one who put you up there. Name in the sky. Does it ever get lonely?
That was Halsey with the song of the week, Without Me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.